I'm Josh Cooperman, and this is Doctoring Up Design, the official podcast of Design Hardware. We bring you engaging conversations with incredible design talent. So if you are in the trade, you can hear what others are doing to craft extraordinary design. And if you're a client in need of a designer, you can find the right talent for your next project. Design Hardware can help you with some of the world's greatest decorative hardware, building materials, and floors, plus a selection of bespoke products that will elevate any project from ordinary to extraordinary. From LA to London to the Middle East, they ship anywhere and everywhere, so you have one trusted point of contact. Why do we love designers like Jeannie Chung? She is a Southern California-based luxury interior designer that is known for her eclectic design aesthetic that bridges classic design principles with a modern twist that is fresh and exciting, yet still warm and inviting. She collaborates with her clients to achieve an alluring balance of color, texture, and proportion. And her extensive knowledge of historical styles and periods equips her with the confidence to mix vintage with modern, so that the spaces she designs appear as though they are effortless and have evolved over time. Jeannie's attention to detail was first cultivated during her years as a fashion design student at Parsons School of Design, and later as an interior design student at the New York School of Interior Design. This is her story.
Hi, my name is Jeannie Chung, and I am with Cozy Style Chic, located in Pasadena, California.
And, okay, so you and I have known each other for a long time. And I want to say that you and I first met at, I think we met at the Pasadena Showcase House for the Arts in...
Maybe 2018?
Before
that?
Yep.
2017? That was the first time I did a showcase house.
Then that's what it was.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you've done a couple of them. And so I always get confused between which one was which. But one of the things that I know about you and that I love about your work, you are probably one of the most detail-oriented, highly focused, intelligent designers that I have had the pleasure to work with. And that's something that I just absolutely love about you. And I'm just curious, have you always taken that same approach to the work and the brand?
First of all, that is the nicest thing anybody has ever said about me and my work. And yes, I am a stickler for details. Me and my team, all three of us, three of us designers, and we're all sticklers for details. And I think a lot of that comes from my background in fashion, where I dealt with a lot of materials, details, beading, buttons, and all those little things. So that kind of translated to interior design when I switched fields about 10 years ago. So in terms of brands and everything that I work with in building that brand, it's also been the same because I think that that's the differentiating thing about me and other designers out there is that nothing's ever cookie cutter. I never do the same thing twice. And, you know, I want our projects to really have a personality so that when somebody walks into that space, they feel, wow, this is different. You're really channeling that personality of the family or the people who are living in this home.
Will you indulge me in sort of, let's explore that idea a little bit. I'm working on a piece right now entitled What is Design? What is Design? What is Design? It's not a matter of, it's not FF&E, it's not paint, it's not lighting, it's not flooring, it's not any one thing, it's not what you see in a magazine, it's not just putting nice things in pretty places, it's not putting accessories in 3 5s or 7s, it's not, it's experiential.
Yes, It's, absolutely.
It's personal. And, you know, it's so funny because, like, you'll see, pet peeve, you'll see a celebrity design in a magazine. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, isn't that amazing? Yeah, but it may be amazing, but I wouldn't want to live that way. What is design?
I agree with you 100%. It is experiential. It's about how does it make you feel? It's not just about how it looks, but I think it involves all the senses. And the main sense is, how does it make you feel? If it makes you feel good, if it makes you feel warm and cozy and confident, then that's what it's all about. So, of course, we try to infuse the visuals and form, function. That all comes into play, always, but it is much more than that.
This is interesting, too, because you mentioned that you pivoted about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Convo by Design turned 10 this year, so you and I are kind of like on the same time frame, the same track. Now that you've been doing this for a decade, mm-hmm. it's funny because personal experience, I get a little bit of a better feel for the question. Mm-hmm. What's changed? What have you learned over the last 10 years? What would you, if you could go back and talk to you 10 years ago before you got started, knowing everything that's going to happen or everything that's mm-hmm. happened since 2013, what would you tell yourself?
You know, don't care what other people say. If you've got, you know, it's trust my gut. You know, if I know this is right, stay the course. Too often, I think that people are just trying to chase what everybody else is doing, but that may not be authentic to you. So do what feels good for you. Because you're not going to be good at something unless you're confident about what you're doing, unless you love what you're doing. So, yeah, I don't want to have those should've, could've, would've later on in my career. And I don't regret anything that I've done. I have been very steady, and we've just, you know, my husband right now is my business partner, and it has been a slow but steady growth. All too often people try to chase what's out there, and your business can succeed very quickly, but then, you know, you don't have that foundation, that solid foundation or base, so, you know, you can quickly fall. Back when, you know, before I started out in design, having one revenue stream, and that's what my husband was a commodities trader before, one revenue stream, well, you know what, that went away very quickly once 2008 hit. So this time around, you know, we really paid attention to building that brand strategically, aligning with the right partners, and making sure that, hey, if things go south in this department, well, we've got this going on and this going on. And, you know, you got to look at everything. It's multifaceted.
It's multifaceted, and you've got a lot of moving parts.
Yes.
To your business. That being said, knowing where you are now, juxtaposed to where you were 10 years ago, looking into the future, mm-hmm. What do you want your empire to be in 10 years from now?
You know, gosh, 10 years from now, I still want to continue what I'm doing because I love what I'm doing. You know, obviously, I want to be able to grow the business. Some people ask me, oh, do you want to have a book? Do you want to have a product line? That's not me. I just want to be able to approach. I want to have great projects. I want to have clients who have that trust in me and our team that we can go in and they'll say, and this is, you know, this is happening now. We've got a mix of clients right now, but the clients who say, you know what, I trust you. I've seen your work. I've seen your attention to detail. You know, surprise me. Those projects are the ones that are like, wow. The other ones, you know, they're trickier. And those, the other projects we may not photograph, but the ones where there's trust, they're the most successful. And I just want to do great design. I want to align myself with great brand partners. We're we've been doing that for the last few years. And that all started out with blogging way back when I started 10 years ago. Those relationships, people think, oh, well, how do you align with all these partners? And it's all overnight. It's not overnight. It's 10 years of, you know, constantly engaging and being at those trade shows and having that face-to-face interaction.
So interesting. because, you know, you're right, and as you're talking, I'm going through the journey with you. 10 years ago, every designer, what did they want? They wanted an HGTV show, mm-hmm. wanted a reality show, right? Mm-hmm. That's pretty much not a thing.
Well, I don't want any of that.
No, no.
but other people do. They want that notoriety. To me, I just want to do what I love doing and do it well.
Well, I love that. But here's the thing. So what you were doing with a blog uh-huh. 10 years ago has been sort of metamorphosized into something amazing. Like the practice has actually grown from that. Whereas uh-huh. you'll look at some others who started their blogs in 2010, 2013, mm-hmm. and then they abandoned them in 2014, 2015, and you go to their website and you can still see the last entry from uh-huh. 2016, uh-huh. you know, but it's not a matter of having it, it's what you do with it, which is why, you know, 10 years ago, everybody wanted a reality design show, and everybody wanted a book, and everybody wanted a line, mm-hmm. and everybody wanted a cover. You know, and everybody wanted to be an AD, and that was pretty much what everybody wanted, and there's nothing wrong with those things. But do they speak to what the business is today? I'm not so sure. Which is why what you want to be in the future, mm-hmm. I feel like the business is changing dramatically. Mm-hmm. Which is, I don't like talking about the business of design anymore because it's changing too fast to be able to predict it. But the work, the nature of the work, like what you do by delivering the experience, that never changes.
That never changes, exactly. But however, it is changing because I'm seeing nowadays, you know, I present our team presents our projects in 3D. So we always build up SketchUp models so we can walk them through those projects. They have that tactile experience with all the finishes and the fabrics. But now adding another layer is possibly putting on, you know, the 3D glasses or 3D goggles and walking through physically. I haven't tried that yet, but I've been kind of studying up on that, and I want that to be the next thing.
Okay, so I love this. So Oculus through Meta mm-hmm. didn't really go. Mm-hmm. So now Apple is going to be releasing theirs in the next, you know, you had Google Glass before that, and mm-hmm. then you had Oculus, and then, mm-hmm. you know, you've got Apple coming in with theirs. Apple might be the one to actually do this, and I'm just fascinated. Can you imagine you're sitting in a dark, you have a black, empty room, mm-hmm. and you put the goggles on, and you take all of the 3D renderings and all of the work that you've done, and you make a composite of what the space is going to look like. What does that look like in your mind? What does that experience look like to you?
The experience of actually producing that.
You're leading somebody through the presentation of what their dream home mm-hmm. is going to look like. What does that look like to you as you envision that idea? Because as a creative mm-hmm. and as a hyper detailed creative like you are, mm-hmm. everything you do is completely buttoned up. I wish I could be as buttoned up as you are. I mean, seriously, it's amazing. But what does that look like to you? What does that experience look like for the client?
I mean, for the client, I can tell you one thing is that an amazing experience, it'll sell that project that much faster. And I mean, I already see that when we produce 3D renderings or the 3D model, where we can kind of analyze that room from every angle and, you know, zoom in really up close. Well, how, you know, this is how this detail looks. When they see that in 3D, now they're looking at it on a screen. But if they're actually walking through, and I actually have not done that in putting on those goggles, and that's what I'm just dying to do it. But I know myself walking through a space like that, I want to touch everything. And not being able to touch it would be very frustrating. But
and maybe that's what's next.
Maybe that's what's next. Yeah. I mean, we make it an experience. You know, on the screen with all the materials. So even remote projects, we have projects, yeah, I told you we have projects in Hawaii. When we had projects in the East Coast, we would send them a box of all those finishes and fabrics, and they would touch and feel that as they're viewing the room on the screen. So... But walking through something is a totally other, you know, other experience. There's a lot of things, you know, in terms of technology, you know, kind of skipping around, but like with AI too, you know, you've got that, you know, people are talking about Midjourney. I've toyed with it, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
No, and this is okay, so you and I are going to have to reconnect because I want to talk to you about my experience with AI and some of the things that I've learned too, because I think it's fascinating. And I want to have a deeper dive on this. I cannot wait. So for those listening who want to follow Jeannie and follow her journey, Jeannie's journey, check the show notes. There will be a link to Jeannie's website and blog. You still do the blog?
I still do the blog.
Do you still like doing the blog?
Not as often. But, you know, what I love about it is, you know, when I travel a lot, lately especially, I've been traveling a lot, and it enables me to, you know, I get sent to places, you know, a lot of these trips are sponsored, and it allows me to travel to really cover the trends, see what's going on. I learn a lot from my own business. I pick up new resources, and I can share that information with other people. So, that's what I love doing. And, the thing is, it's really hard to sit down and take everything that's in your head, all those pictures that are in your camera roll, and put them, you know, into a blog post. That's what's great about social media, because it's like many, many bursts of blog posts, you know, in stories and things like that. Now there are new apps coming up every day. Threads, if you tried that. You know, and it's hard because people say, well, hey, I have way too much on my plate. I can't add another app, but I think it's worth it to try and see what's going on. And I think in doing that, I see ways in which I can better my business. I wish I had the staff to do it for me. I mean, it's all me. Everything behind my social media, it's me. So.
Yeah, and it's amazing, and you've done a remarkable job. Really, really have. Jeannie, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. I know. It's always fun chatting with you. I mean, I could go on forever with you, seriously.
I love that.
This has been another episode of Doctoring Up Design featuring an incredible conversation with Jeannie Chung. Thank you, Jeannie, for your time and talent. This podcast is presented by Design Hardware. Thank you, Michelle Solomons and Avi Balsam with Design Hardware, for making this platform available and for your tireless support of the design and architecture community. Thank you for listening and subscribing to Doctoring Up Design. Please make sure you are subscribing to the show so you don't miss a single episode. You can find all the links in the show notes. Thanks for listening. See you next time.